Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Happy holidays from all of us here at 95.7 The Game to you and yours. Be safe, be merry, have a wonderful weekend. Joe Lo and Nibs, 95.7 The Game. Sharks head coach Peter DeBoer will join us in about 29 minutes at 9:30. 9:45, check the weather.
Oh,
reports
boy.
Of a hurricane. Hurricane Gale, possibly joining us at 9:45.
She's fired up, she's ready, and she says, keep your finger near the dump button, because she's an open book, Joe. My sister, the caner, she runs hot, especially when it's a topic she's passionate about, which is just about everything.
All right. All right, I'm very much looking forward to it. Let's get ready to ease our way into some Raider conversation. We got to preview this Indianapolis Colts game and make sure the silver and black don't find a way to slip up like Kansas City did last week. But before we do that, here comes your update.
Let's lead it with the NFL, Joe. Week 16 gets underway tonight. Eagles and Giants clashing in Philadelphia. Big Blue can clinch a playoff spot with a win. Philadelphia has lost five straight. Mr. Prime Time, Thursday night. I know you're busy working on Lowe versus Dibs, trying to hold on to that 10-game lead, but who do you like tonight, Lolo, in Thursday Night Football?
Please. Child, please. You know who I like. It's the Giants, the G-men. They're playing with nine straight. They're playing good defense. They're getting after people. I bang them. I'm all over them.
All over the Giants tonight, which means I got to be on Philadelphia trying to play catch-up. Does Philly have any chance of ending their losing skid, Joe?
Lowe's banging New York. What am I supposed to say after that? Analysis has been completed. I would say this. The Giants have won 9 of 10, very quietly. They've got a defense that over that 10-game stretch is giving up about 15 points a game. If you're looking for a dark horse to make a run at the Super Bowl, this team feels like they check all the boxes. Something still isn't right, in my opinion, on offense, but they've got it going in December when it matters. You want to see a team get better throughout the course of the year, and that's what the Giants are doing at the moment. They could be very dangerous in the NFC.
And this is in a wide-open NFC that we outlined earlier in the program. Story number two, the Warriors open up a three-game Christmas road trip. They're at Brooklyn today, Detroit tomorrow, then the big game Christmas morning against Cleveland. And after that, it is 10 straight in California. You've got nine games at home and a brief trip to Sacramento sandwiched in there. Joe, if you're a Warriors player, how much you got to be looking forward to that 10-game stretch in Cali?
It's a great scenario. It's a great scenario to play 30 or less minutes a night. It's a great scenario to continue tinkering in the laboratory with what you're going to do. The thing that fascinates me with this team isn't their ceiling. It's the variety of looks they can throw at you. 2 years ago, we were treated to the death lineup, which all of a sudden caught the world by storm. Now, all of a sudden, there's this Hamptons 5 this year. But think about what we haven't seen. Don't focus on what Kerr and the Warriors have shown us. You know that the mad scientist has been in the laboratory tinkering, and there's going to be something people aren't all that familiar with that could come out Sunday in Cleveland against the Cavs or somewhere down the road in the playoffs. The options, the potential, it's limitless, Dibs.
Warriors and Nets today. Our coverage begins at 3 here on 95.7 The Game. Story number 3, college basketball. Cal's home win streak ends at 27. Duke's Grayson Allen trips another player intentionally, and now he's been suspended indefinitely by Coach Krzyzewski. And Duke, that's your update brought to you by Kanya. December to remember watch parties are at Kanya. Treat yourself to $5 mojitos, $1 wings, and drink specials at the hottest Cuban parlor in the Bay. Remember, Kanya, that's in Alameda, low, right by your crib. It's walking distance.
I'm going
to your crib. I think we're going to check out one of these
Why
watch
not?
Parties.
Those East Bay now, baby. Represent.
Represent the 510. Low, I'm Dan Dibley on your home of the Warriors. It's 95.7 The Game.
Good stuff there, Dibs. There's rock solid update.
I didn't spoil anything. I didn't give away a teaser. I think I was all right there. I didn't make you too angry.
I'll let it slide. Okay. He's going to let it slide.
Well, no, because I was trying to tease up the caner earlier, saying we may or may not have a hurricane 9:45. And then Dibs comes in. Yeah, she's excited about coming on. Right. She's going to talk about this. It's all right. Let's have a little bit of a lore.
Right.
Okay.
The Wizard of Oz wouldn't have been as successful if we just saw the fool at the beginning of the movie and knew exactly who the wizard was.
True friend? Lo, you didn't know what he was trying to do.
Oh, my God.
Get out of here. Oh, my God, coach.
How could you be so obtuse? I mean, he's right. Don't mess it up.
Did you have a Martin Luther King rant you wanted to go on, by the way? You were making a point earlier. I don't know. Was I supposed to throw to you on that?
Yeah.
Because you got the company holiday schedule. It's a company holiday, Martin Luther King Day.
Yep.
Now, we will be working it.
Well,
because it's a big Monday.
And the thing about it is you guys took off New Year's Day. We all took off tomorrow because we said, hey, let's Christmas and all those different things. And, I talked to Dibs and he goes, yeah, we should do this. And so collectively, we all said, okay, we agreed. And I said, hey, can we all just take Martin Luther King's Day off? And you guys said, no, we're going to be working. I said, well, do it for me. Do it for Martin Luther the King. And both of you guys looked at me and you looked at me and you guys looked and like just said, really? We're both working. So I'm going to suck it up, and I'm going to come to work on Martin Luther King Day, too.
Let me explain the context,
yes.
Because you're misappropriating it just a little bit.
And please explain.
Martin Luther King's birthday is a big deal, and I respect it, and I would love to take the day off and pay homage by not working.
Mm-hmm.
That day happens to be one of the biggest days of the Bay Area sports calendar. It's the day after the Raiders playoff game, assuming they get a bye and they're in the divisional game. And it's the day of Warriors and Cavaliers. So in this extreme situation, I found it to be maybe more important, more fitting that we work that day. So I want to make sure that you portray it accurately.
For me, I just want to talk. And I'm coming in.
Boom. That's it.
Yeah. It's nothing against Martin Luther King. If I could come in on Christmas, I'd probably come in on Christmas and I'd talk right through the Warrior game.
You would.
So that's pretty much how that would work.
Okay. There you go. So there.
So your attempt at race baiting us.
Yeah.
Well,
nice try.
Of course, it has to be light. I don't go over the top. Come on. Wrong.
The Colts at the moment rank 20th in run defense this season. It's not exactly their strong suit. In fact, they have several vulnerabilities, but they continue to plug away. They won at Minnesota in very, very dominant fashion last week. Latavius Murray, the offense. You talked about this yesterday a little bit, and you elaborated with a lot of focus and emphasis regarding Derek's pinky taking every snap out of the shotgun and how it affects the line and also Amari Cooper. Can you tell us a little bit more about how that would affect the running game? Because this, by all accounts, should be a game where Murray and Rashard get theirs.
Right. And here's the thing, Joe, when you're running out of that shotgun situation and you're in the pistol and now you have the quarterback at 5 and you got Murray at 7-8 and he's behind the quarterback, very rarely do you see them pass out of that situation. Usually that's 90% that they're going to run the ball because he's going to open up to a side and hand the ball and then run. So what it does for the end defense, it gives them an added advantage. Because they're in that pistol, Murray behind the quarterback, you don't have him pass block from that situation. You usually have him to the left or to the right at equal depth with a quarterback. And you still run a couple draws and screens, do some things like that. But when he's lined up behind the quarterback, 90% of the time, he's looking to pan off the ball and they run. So with that being the tendency, the safeties can get nosy, meaning get down in the box, come down from 12 to from 15 down to 10 or even closer, tighten up to the line of scrimmage in cover 2. Also, what it does is says, okay, the defense can alert that, okay, more tendencies at it, more times than none, they're running the ball. So now my defensive front are going to, bam, they want to get off and get penetration. So it's the offensive line is at a disadvantage. Now, when you're underneath center and the quarter, and the running back's at the 6 to 7 yards, I still can play action. I can run the ball. My defense, my offense now, they're going to be able to get off the ball at the same time and creates movement because of the fact the center's popping the ball up so fast. So it does, Joe. It affects the running game as well.
Dibs, Andrew Luck comes into this game. A polarizing quarterback for a reason I still find bizarre. Some feel that he doesn't take nearly as much criticism as he should for some of the shortcomings Indianapolis has had. Others just lay it on about how wonderful he is. Which camp are you in when it comes to Andrew Luck? Should he be criticized more than he currently is?
I don't think so because he doesn't have a ton of talent around him. The offensive line is porous. He's been under major pressure. The run game is questionable, and he doesn't have more than just a couple of weapons. I think it's easy to make excuses for him, this year when he's struggled because the team is not as good. Last year he was hurt, and before that he's a guy who got his team to the playoffs three straight years. So just like anything, when things are good, everybody rushes to take credit. When things are bad, everybody tries to point the blame on the guy under center. It's like this show. You know, if things are good, you're the point man. You get a lot of credit. But when things are bad, you know, you get all the blame. But when things are great, everybody's rushing to take credit.
Oh my. No, I'm just going to.
And you know what?
No,
Joe deserves
I'll never take
it,
any blame.
Joe deserves
take
it.
Take that out your mouth. I mean, come on. The guy doesn't get all the blame. He should get more blame. Joe, it's very simple. Just like Carl, didn't have a great offensive line, he still was one of the most less sacked quarterbacks in the league. For heaven's sakes, call an ace a ace and a spade dips. Don't run around being halfway on the banana and halfway off. Let me tell you something. You step on a banana more than times out of 10, you're going to slip and fall and bust your ass. Now, let me tell
you. What the hell are you talking about?
When you talk about
what is he talking about?
Let him go. He's talking banana peels. This is great.
I'll tell you what I'm talking about.
Isn't in the show sheet.
Coach,
there's no show sheet that says banana peels.
Well, I'm just saying. When you look at the young man, I'm just saying this. Carr, when he didn't have Amari Cooper, didn't have the receivers, didn't have all those things, go see how many times he was sacked. He still wasn't sacked a lot. So when you're saying that he doesn't deserve criticism, he does. Carr understood that. He knew where the blitz was coming, and he would get the ball out of his hand. Andrew Luck is a great talent. I get that. And I'm saying the guy is going to be an elite quarterback. I'm telling you, he deserves more criticism because he holds on to the ball too long. He could be able to get rid of the ball. He doesn't have to take all these unnecessary shots. You scheme it differently, and you don't take these shots. So either you take more blame on him or put more blame on the coaches, because I'm telling you, I wouldn't have a $100 million quarterback taking those type of hits. Because if he's my future, I wouldn't do it. So he should take some
Lo,
of the blame.
When were you a better fullback? When you were blocking for LT or when you were blocking for some bum with the New York Jets?
I blocked for a bum.
Adrian Morrell did go for over 1,000 yards when Lo blocked for him.
Yeah,
it was
and
the
I
greatest
blocked,
year of his
I
career.
I blocked for a bum in LaRon McClain, who was a fullback, who had over 1,000 yards rushing. First time in his 10-year career. Never had over that. So it didn't matter. I knew how to do with my job, Coach.
You got more notoriety, though, when you blocked for a guy who was better than you did when you blocked for a guy who wasn't as good.
I agree. I'm not saying I'm just saying you got to give him some of the blame. I'm just
sure.
saying, Dibs, that he knows to understand the basic concept of football. If I know that my line's not as good and I understand that they're going to bring pressure at me, get rid of the ball. Don't take all the hits because he's too good of a talent. That's all I'm saying, Coach.
Take Andrew Luck and plug him behind this offensive line with these weapons. Take Derek Carr and move him to Indianapolis and plug him behind that offensive line with those weapons. How big of a change are we seeing?
Probably similar results, I think, both ways. I think Carr has similar struggles that Luck's having, and Luck picks defenses apart behind an offensive line that has not one, not two, but three Pro Bowlers.
I agree, but here's what I disagree. Carr would not be sacked as much, Joe. That's the point that I'm trying. This banana, slipping on a banana, all the stuff that the analogies I'm trying to make is just he's
is that
not
what these
taking,
are? They're analogies?
Carr would be sacked less times if he was in Indy because he understands we're pressure. That's the point that I'm saying. Give him some of blame because he said you don't give him the blame. I'm thinking this guy should know he's a veteran quarterback now, no worse pressure us. Carr had the worst line in the league when he first started. No good receivers. Didn't have T.Y. Hilton. Didn't have this receiver. You want to compare Carr's rookie year with receiver, what Andrew Luck has? Carr didn't have that type of talent here, and he still didn't get sacked a lot. Why?
Because he got rid of the ball.
Oh, I thought it was rhetorical. Sorry.
I did, too.
Well, I thought you were going to answer yourself.
I'm taking a playoff.
You can't take a playoff because we're coming back to you in a minute here. You can't. You're the football expert. We're going to keep asking you football questions.
I was on fire. That was all I got.
Joe Lowe at Dibs, 95.7 the game. Yeah.
Woo!
Would you like to do a little Low versus Dibs?
You know, I would like that a lot, Joe.
Because we got Peter DeBoer, head coach of the Sharks at 9:30. Hurricane Gale could be Category 5-ing her way through the show at 9:45. So we might as well take our time and work through this NFL schedule. You two up for that?
I'm absolutely up for it. And I just hope that my sister can blow in and I hope she makes landfall.
Effective tease.
Wow. Boy, find out in 30 minutes if Gale makes landfall. That's ahead. That's straight ahead.
All right. Since
I'm killing
this
today,
is being
Lowe.
Done on a Thursday. We can incorporate the Thursday game. Now, I'm assuming, like usual, no one has anything prepared. No one has the overall records. No one has last week's results. This is one of those segments where we come into it with no prep.
No,
are we doing that once again here?
Normally, our producer would work on the prep, but he was too busy making Christmas cards for us. And thank you, Toad. Currently, Lowe's got a 10-game lead on me. It's over but the crying, as they would say. Lowe's beating me up. I think he's got 85 wins. I got 75, Joe. How about that? Is that jive for you?
Please explain.
I don't. Good God.
Please
All right,
explain.
Do we play music with this? Would you like to play some music?
Yeah, we go.
All right, there we go. All right. Now, I know that everyone here is extremely particular about how this works. Would you like to go first or second?
I'll happily go first.
Okay. You go first. Do you have your stuff written down?
I got it all written down.
Is this going to be the classic just one-word responses from you two so I'm prepared?
Whatever you like.
I'd like is generally for the football expert to give football answers, but I need to know in advance if you're just going to go, Minnesota. I'd like to know that so I can get ready to transition to the next game. I'm just trying to get the segment set. How would you like
incredible.
To play? Well, that's,
that was incredible.
Come on, let's
that
be
was
honest.
Incredible.
I'm a man who likes to prep in this segment.
That was incredible.
He was doing your white nerd voice. Yeah. That was a three-way impersonation. Well, I found it to be incredible.
Well, at times, we just pick, and we just don't give explanations. But if you like, we'll keep them tight and keep them right.
What would you like to do is what I'm asking.
Let's keep them
I would
right.
like to make you two happy. How would you two like to do this?
I like to do a one-sentence brief analysis, and I feel as though I've always given you that, despite what my opponent...
Oh, wow. All right. Okay.
All right. So we will start with dibs. We will start with dibs.
WP.
Thursday night football. The New York Giants and Eli Manning, winners of 9 of their last 10, in Philadelphia to take on rookie quarterback Carson Wentz and the Eagles. At the moment, the Giants are a 1.5-point favorite. Now, you two aren't playing the spread. You're just picking straight up dibs. Giants, Eagles, Thursday night football. Who you got?
I think this is a case where the home team gets right. The New York Giants have been riding so high, playing so well. This is a hiccup spot. Philadelphia wins this game, Joe.
Low, it's the Giants, it's the Eagles, it's a classic NFC East showdown. Who do you like?
Well, it's interesting, Joe, because the numbers, it started at 2.5, and now it's all going down, so the smart money seems to be coming on Philly, so everyone's going Philly. Wrong! No one loves Philly. No one. I don't. I'm going Giants.
Be very, very careful with this game. 81% of the tickets bet are on the New York Giants, so that should indicate the line moving towards the Giants. The Giants have gone from as high as a 3-point favorite to a 1.5-point favorite. There is very sharp money pouring in on Philadelphia tonight. Exercise caution.
Boom.
Saturday, first game on the schedule, dibs. Kirk Cousins and the Redskins still fighting for a playoff berth against Matt Barkley and the Bears in Chicago. What do you like?
Well, I like Chicago in this one. I think Washington's bubble is about to burst, and Chicago's a team that is playing for something. I don't know what it is, but Barkley's probably playing for a career. He's going to show up, and I like Chicago.
Barkley hosting Cousins. Lo, which way are you going?
Joe, I'll tell you right now, Cousins has lost millions of dollars. He understands what people are saying about him. This is a must-win for him, and they need to go out and win by big numbers. I like this game a lot. Look for this game to be won by Washington by more than 7 points.
You like that? You like that?
Miami at Buffalo. Matt Moore scheduled to start for Ryan Tannehan, the Buffalo Bills. Rex Ryan, rumors are he will not survive to come back next season. It's Tyrod Taylor. It's Matt Moore. Buffalo hosting. Dibs, which way do you go here?
I'm going with Buffalo. They can still win out and find their way to a 9-7 campaign, which could save Sexy Rexy's job. I think Buffalo wins this one at home.
Miami in the cold weather in December, Low. Are they going to pull the upset, or does Buffalo take it here?
Absolutely. Miami's going to find a way to win. Why Tyrod, he likes to step up and run, but guess who's in the middle? Hey, Diddle Diddle, Big Sue in the middle. So I like this matchup. I like what they can do. They got a defense that can run guys on the outside. This one is going to be all Miami.
Jameis Winston and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Their winning streak came to an end last week, Sunday night at Dallas. Does a losing streak begin with this game in New Orleans against Drew Brees, or do the Bucs get back on track, Dibs?
I think it's Brees's. The offense sure looked good last week. The weaponry is high-powered, especially in that indoor situation. Who dat think they're going to beat them Saints? I'm on New Orleans.
Lo, who's it going to be? You played for both these teams. You really like Drew Brees. He wrote about you in his book. You played golf with Jameis Winston. You like him as well. A lot of moving parts here in the Lo-Neal Bowl.
Yeah, there really is, Joe. Two guys that I respect and like a lot. I got to go with Drew Brees. This guy, I love him a lot. But wrong! The Saints are going to go down. Oh, when Jameis come marching in, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are going to keep their playoff hopes alive, and this is a game they got to have. I like Tampa Bay. Bay in this game.
Atlanta at Carolina. Matt Ryan taking on Cam Newton. Mathematically, the Panthers are still in it. They're coming off a Monday night win in Washington against the Redskins, but can they string this thing together? The early money's coming in on Atlanta, but it could be a setup play. Dibs, Falcons or Panthers?
Nobody likes the Panthers more than I do. Nobody. I think Cam Newton and company continues to keep the math alive. Cam Newton may be fair weather. He may cry at times, but that guy goes out there and competes. Nobody likes to compete as much as he does. Nobody. I think Carolina wins this game.
Falcons, Panthers in Carolina, low.
Just for the reason you said, he cries and inconsistent at times. For that reason only, Dibs, that's what swayed me. I was thinking about the Panthers, but you turned me off of why you just said it's absolutely going to be Atlanta. No one thinks they can play on grass. They can't win. Watch them. They're going to find a way to punch Carolina right between the mouth.
Minnesota and slinging Sam Bradford going to Green Bay to take on the red-hot Green Bay Packers and Aaron Rodgers. Currently a touchdown favorite in Green Bay. Either one of you picking the upset on Minnesota?
Nope. I've been rolling with Green Bay for four straight weeks ever since he spurned his family. Yep. I'm staying with him.
I'm with you on this one, Dibs.
Hell hath no fury like a family scorn, Dibs.
That's right. He's unbeaten since he no-showed his family.
Jets at Patriots. I'm assuming this is going to be a quick one.
New England for me. Yeah.
New England.
Yep.
You're
yeah.
right. Very nicely done. Tennessee at Jacksonville. Mariota and company laying 4.5 against the Jaguars. Again, you guys aren't picking against the spread. I'm just throwing it in there.
Yep.
Titans at Jags, Dibs.
Normally, with a new coach, I would jump on that team in a let's play for the new guy scenario.
But what you going to say?
That team is hot garbage,
so
bro.
So you're going to whose team? Who's yeah. been riding with this team all year?
Come oh, so on. Oh, because you like a team, I can't pick them? Is that how this bit goes?
That's the lock of the week. Tennessee Titans, Joe, is a lock of the week. Put up the money up. Put it all up. Lock it. Like it, Dibs.
You like my lock, don't you, Jody?
Do it again.
I will.
Do it again.
That's for me right there, kid, because I had him first.
What about me? Can you do it for me?
No, stop following me, Toad. I picked him first. Pick your own team.
Tennessee at Jacksonville. Low Neal's lock of the week. Now, is that lock of the week in terms of laying the points?
Absolutely.
You're going to lay the 4.5?
I'm laying the 4.5.
Okay, just wanted to make it clear yes. you have been hot this season. San Diego at Cleveland. Phillip Rivers, Robert Griffin III. Is this the week, Dibs?
No, it's not, but Lolo's already on the record as saying, I think the Cleveland Browns are going to win this one. My buddy Hugh Jackson won't go 0-16. Yes, he will, dog. Yes, he will.
Lo, you gonna take that?
Chargers.
You gonna take that Dibs, verbal slap?
Let me tell you, I'm not gonna take it, Joe. I'm not gonna take it because I'm gonna tell you right now. On Tuesday, when we roll in, and we're gonna say, who in the hell left the gate open? Because Cleveland can open up a can of whoop ass. San Diego is going to get obliviated. This game is going to be ugly. San Diego loses by 10.
Obliviated, new word. I like that word. I like that word. Anna, work on a definition for obliviate. I like
you got
that.
It.
I like that.
Thank you. That's more to come.
I lost my focus. I like it so much.
It's more to come.
I love that.
You're an artiste.
Indianapolis at Oakland. It's Andrew Luck. It's Derek Carr. This could be a rivalry for some years to come if Indy gets situated over there with their offensive line.
It's a situational play for Oakland on the cusp of maybe winning the division and getting the 2 seed. This spot is too big for a road team that struggled. I'm on Oakland.
Low Neal. It's Indy. It's Oakland. Where are you going?
It's a battle of the punters. I'm taking our punter, Marquette King. There we go.
Woo, the California Bowl. San Francisco at Los Angeles to take on the Rams. This one, woo. Plenty of good seats still available.
Yeah, I would imagine that they are. I think the Rams get revenge in a revenge spot, and the Niners' losing streak continues. I'm on L.A.
Low, is it going to be 14 in a row?
No, it won't be.
Whoa, the Niners are going to win this game?
Absolutely. San Francisco 49ers win. Colin Kaepernick wins this. Carlos Hyde has over 100 yards. They beat L.A. L.A.'s horrible. They're ferocious. They're not going to beat ferocious. Our San Francisco 49ers.
Dibs, Arizona at Seattle. The Seahawks have been cooking. The Cardinals have been struggling. They just lost to the Saints. Do they go up to Seattle and surprise Russell Wilson and company?
No, nobody wins in Seattle. Nobody.
Seattle's
incredible at home. I'm on the Seahawks.
Love?
Seahawks, buddy.
Buddy.
Saturday night, it's Cincinnati and Andy Dalton at Houston and Tom Savage. Playoff hopes on the line for the Texans. Cincinnati, I'm not sure if they're mathematically eliminated, but good God. I mean, last week, 20-6 lead laying down for the Steelers at home. Pathetic. Does Cincy bounce back, Dibs?
No, they don't. And in fact, they are mathematically eliminati as Miami's got the 9 wins. The Raiders and the Chiefs are ahead of them. Cincinnati's ready to fold up the tents, and Lewis is on his way out the door.
No, since he had Houston.
Yeah, I know we're wrapping it up. I look at Houston. Houston's going to play. They're playing at home. New quarterback. This game is going to be all Houston.
Sunday night Christmas. Baltimore, Joe Flacco,
Baltimore.
Pittsburgh, Ben Roethlisberger. One of the greatest rivalries the game has ever known. Dibs, which side are you on?
Got to go with the home team in these black and blue games, so I'm rolling with Pittsburgh.
Low?
Steelers, Willers, I'm going with Pittsburgh too. Big Ben's just too much.
Denver, Kansas City, Trevor Siemian trying to get the Broncos back on track. Alex Smith trying to rebound from that loss against Tennessee last week. Kansas City hosting. It's Sunday night on Christmas. Andy Reid, basically Santa Claus. Does he turn up with some presents here, Dennis?
He does, but not enough gifts to give Denver the win. I'm still going with Kansas City.
Hey, there we go again. I'm going to go Denver, man. Denver's going to beat them. This is a revenge factor. They got beat. They're going to go on the road. They're going to travel well, and they're going to find a way to beat Alex Smith and that team. Yes, they lose.
Final Monday night game of the year. Could be a matchup that happens a few weeks from now in the playoffs. It's Matthew Stafford and the Lions against Dak Prescott and the Cowboys. Seems like Dallas is in prime time every week these days.
They are.
As they should be. They're playing prime time with the best record in football. I like the Dallas Cowboys in this spot, Joe.
Lope.
Dallas Cowboys, baby. Dak Prescott and Zeke Elliott, the two rookies, baby. MVP.
So concludes Low versus Dibs. That was very nicely done, boys.
Appreciate it.
Very nicely done. How many differences do you have?
10 differences.
Oh, Dibs, you can get back in this thing.
If I run the table on all 10, we be tied.
We be tied up in here.
Week 17. Up in here.
Up in here.
Sharks head coach Peter DeBoer is up next. What is it about these guys in the month of December? Because they tend to kick it in the overdrive. That and more. Joe Low and Dibs, 95.7 The Game.
Bay Area legend Hurricane Gale makes landfall, coming up at 9:45. Now, back to Joe, Low, and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
So Anna was nice enough to make cookies for everybody.
Incredible cookies.
How's it pronounced?
Which one, baklava?
No, chocolate chip cookie.
Okay, I was like, that's what you meant.
There are two options. Which one? Chocolate chip cookie? Come on.
Dibs.
I got a bunch of chips. No, they're delicious.
He's a killer, dude.
Absolutely delicious.
He's a killer.
I was just eating one at the moment. I made a trade with Dibs. I really like the chocolate chip cookies.
Right.
How is it pronounced again? Not
the chocolate chip.
Right.
It would be baklava. I don't know if you're a Toll House fan, you know.
Nice.
I like that. Yeah. Lo, on the other hand, everyone gets their little package of cookies.
Yes.
Lo, on the other hand, just comes over and starts eating Dibs. Everyone eats their own, and then we did a little trading back and forth.
Sure.
And Lo, what are you doing? You don't open your, you just eat Dibs?
Right.
Does everything have to be yours?
I could admit I'm greedy. And this one it came
no,
down.
No, come
I'm
on.
Gonna, okay, I'm admitted today. It's Christmas. I told Dibs.
It's Christmas, so he's going to admit he's greedy.
That's good honesty.
It's the time of year to be the opposite.
Because I didn't want to share my cookies, Joe. And I felt that I can get my fill by eating Dibs and eating some of yours instead of opening mine. At least I'm being honest.
Tis the season. Tis the season for Lowe's honesty and greed.
Cold. There's some fat shaming in there, too, but we don't need to get to that because we have our guest waiting
we
on
do.
The line.
I'm so just done with this conversation.
Taking cookies from the chubby guy is basically what happened.
Haven't had the chance to talk to him for a while, but they're in the midst of another very, very good season. San Jose Sharks head coach Peter DeBoer with Joe Low and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Good morning, coach. Happy holidays. How are you?
Happy holidays to you guys. It sounds like you're in a much better Christmas environment than I am. We're at the rink here, and there's nothing but energy bars and shakes. So it's I wouldn't mind a few cookies sprayed around here a little bit.
I will say this. I'm
Coach,
sure
I'll share with you.
Your organization is a bit more buttoned up than what's happening in here right now to talk about a holiday show. Let's start with that. What is it about you guys the last two seasons and the month of December? Last year it was December 15th that you found another gear. This year, the start was better than last season's, but now all of a sudden, 7 of the last 10 have been winners, on top of the division, playing some very good hockey. How is it that the team seems to find its stride at the same point each year?
Yeah, you know what? It's a great question. You know, obviously, every coach goes into the season wanting to get off to a quick start, and you know, that was our goal this year, and we obviously got a better start than we got last year, but it wasn't the start that we wanted. I think we have a veteran group, and I think they kind of work their way into it. They recognize as the season goes on that the games get more important. Everybody ramps things up a little bit. And the nice thing we have some Hall of Fame players and some great veterans that have the ability to take their game to another level when it becomes important. And they understand that this is starting to get to the important part of the season.
And with those veterans, I mean, 82 games is a lot for a younger player, but when you've got older players – who may need rest. How do you approach that as the season goes on? And maybe approaching this, hockey tough guys don't like to take time off, but you want them fresh for the playoffs. How do you balance that idea out?
Well, that's the big thing that we've really tried to work on here since I got here. Hockey players are creatures of habit. They get used to skating every day. They get used to that feeling every day, and they think they need that in order to get to the game. And every time you put your equipment on and step on the ice, you're using energy that, you know, you're not going to have the next night when you suit up for the game. So I think we've really tried to sell them from day one on getting to the games as energized as possible. You know, a lot of these guys aren't 20, 22 years old anymore. We've really tried to roll four lines here. And, you know, in order to do that, you have to have depth. We've used our American League guys. We've got great depth up here, and that's taken a little bit of the onus off the key guys as far as minutes go. And, you know, the formula seems to be working. The Joe Thornton, Patrick Marleau, 37 years old, they're playing like they're 25 or 30 still, and they look like they got a lot of gas in the tank still.
Coach, we can talk about getting healthy and getting guys out there and getting depth on the line. Any update on Thomas Hurdle? When will he come back? When can you see him return?
I see him every day here in the gym. The good news is he's gone from, you know, having a brace on his knee and being immobile to, you know, he's in the gym now and he's riding a bike and he's doing full motion movement with it. So he's getting close. You know, I would still say he's weeks away as opposed to days, but definite progress. And he's a big piece for us. He's a 6'2", 220-pound center that plays in all situations. And I like how we've handled his absence, but at the same time, he's going to be a real welcome guy to get back in the lineup here.
Sharks head coach Peter DeBoer with Joe Lowe and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Right around the corner from a date with the Edmonton Oilers, who, you know what? After about 35 years of having the number one overall pick, they're finally starting to play a little hockey up there. Team seems to be clicking. They're right behind you in the standings. Connor McDavid, the youngster, the captain of the team, he looks like he's rounding into form the way you would expect a player with that much hype to eventually acquiesce to. What do you see in Connor McDavid? Whose game does he remind you of?
Well, let me tell you this, you know, the hype is warranted, and as advertised, if you're a hockey fan, or even if you're not a hockey fan, this is one of those special players that people pay to watch. You know, you come to a game, he immediately jumps out at you, he brings you to the edge of your seat. I think he's going to be a generational player before he's done. So he's a real special talent. We're obviously, anybody you're game planning around trying to shut down, and he's 19 years old, you know, it's something special. So I don't know who to compare him to in another sport, but you know, he's a version of Michael Jordan in basketball or somebody like that. I really believe he's that good.
Speaking of young talent, you guys aren't too far behind. Timo Meier just came up the other day, and I mean, boom, just like that, he scored. So is he going to score on every shot he takes? How should we approach this if we're Sharks fans?
You know, the Sharks fans should be real excited about this guy. We took him 9th overall. He's a great kid. He's a great blend of power and speed, skill and physicality. He finishes hits. He goes to the tough areas of the rink. He also has a nice finesse part to his game. He's going to be a really good pro for a long time and the kind of guy you win with. And we're excited to have him. He stepped in here really seamlessly. And, you know, I think every day we're around him and the players are around him, they get an appreciation for this guy's upside and, you know, how good he's going to be.
Coach, you look around the league and you talk about Tampa Bay, a team that played the playoffs. Them losing recently their center. How big of a blow is that, or is this still a team that still is going to be a threat?
Well, that's a great question. You know, Tampa's a real good example. Last year, we lost Logan Couture, and you know, basically what happened to us was what's happening to Tampa. You spin your wheels. We hovered around 500, and then we found a way to put it back together when he got back and went on that run in the second half. I think we learned from that Logan Couture episode last year with Hurdle, and you know, we wanted to make sure that didn't happen again this year. And I think there's been a real attention to detail to make sure we don't fall off with that injury. And I think that's what's happened with Tampa. You take a guy like Stamkos out of their lineup, and you see they're right now, I think they're out of a playoff spot. So I give our guys credit. We were in the same spot with Hurdle, and guys found a way to make sure that that we've stayed in it here.
Coach, which camp are you in when it comes to the movie Die Hard? It is or is not a Christmas movie? This is no laughing matter, Coach.
Serious business, Coach.
You know what? I would say not a Christmas movie, although I saw I went to the movies last night, actually, and I saw this new movie, Manchester Bay or Manchester City? Definitely not a Christmas movie. I don't know if any of you guys have seen it, but not on the Christmas movie recommendation list.
No, I actually haven't seen that. And I know Christmas Day, Sunday, Boxing Day is Monday. How do you balance the two when you're, you know, Canadian in an American situation? What's the celebration structure like for the team, et cetera?
Well, it's funny. We've got a handful of Canadians, but we're obviously multicultural in our dressing room. You throw around the word Boxing Day, and three-quarters of the team doesn't even know what that is. So I give you credit for throwing
And three-quarters of our show doesn't know what that is here, Coach.
I'm not even sure. I grew up in Canada. I'm not even sure exactly what it is, but We got a lot of great traditions in our room, obviously, with the different cultures, and we went for a Swedish Christmas dinner the other night with the coaches and a bunch of the Swedish players, and I can tell you, I miss turkey when you're eating herring and things like that for Christmas. So.
Hey, Coach, so I'd be remiss if I didn't mention his name, Jágr. What has he meant to the league? And you see a guy at 44 years old, be 45 this year, almost my age, damn near, and still able to score and put the ball and put to the puck to the goal. What has he meant to this league, and what kind of player has he been?
Yeah, you know what? I had the pleasure of coaching him in New Jersey in my last stop for 2 years, and he was 41 at the time, and everyone thought that the end was near. And you watch this guy, the way he comes to the rink and trains, he's a monster of a man. He's a freak as far as his athleticism and the way he takes care of himself. He was quoted today as saying he wants to play till he's 50, and I don't put it past him. He's that type of player, and you know, when you're talking about his name, I think 20 years from now you're going to mention him with the top probably five guys of all time. He's that good, and what he's doing is that amazing when you look around to the different sports and how physical a game it is and how fast a game it is, that he's still doing what he's doing. It's incredible.
Sharks head coach Peter DeBoer with Joe Lowe and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Okay, Coach, we need your expert opinion here. We're going to play you two goal calls that happened recently against the Leafs regarding Joe Pavelski. One will be the great Dan Ruzanowski. The other will be one of our co-workers here, Daryl the Guru Johnson. You will have to weigh in on which one is better. We are going to start right now with Dan Ruzanowski. Please
off
play.
The draw, Marto to Burns. The shot tipped by Pavelski. He scores! Just like that, Joe Pavelski ties the game 2-2 with a power play goal from the heavens.
Okay, that was Dan Ruzanowski. Here is the Guru.
Pavelski, left side to Thornton, back to Pavelski.
Score! God, it sounds even worse when I hear it for like the fifth time. I don't want to be biased here, Coach. Is it Ruzanowski or is Guru going to usurp his position?
Let's leave it at the Guru's got a little bit of work to do, but he's closing the gap.
That's why you're a great motivator, Coach. You won't just crap all over a bad player. We appreciate your time. Coach Peter DeBoer for the San Jose Sharks, have a great holiday season. Good luck against Edmonton. Hopefully we can catch up again soon.
You too, guys. Thanks.
Thanks, Coach.
Oh, my God. That call's awful.
Awful.
It's awful. And Dibs is involved, too. That's it's trickery because Dibs is setting it up, and then Guru just yells, "Scar." Like someone just came out of surgery.
Yeah. He needed a little setup, so I was doing a little bit of the play.
Wingles to Vlasic to Brent Burns. Gar! Oh, God, yeah. That's even worse.
It gets core. Better. You know what?
Does it? Is that the Ben & Jerry's core ice cream?
On behalf of the audience, yeah, that's a good call. I nailed it. We got
Wait. Can you hear it?
Oh, no.
Can you hear it?
Is it getting windy out there?
The sky's getting a little cloudy.
Oh, no.
Oh, my.
There could be a hurricane on the horizon. Hurricane Gale's next. Joe Lowe and Dibs, 95.7 The Game.
Here I am. Rock you like a hurricane.
God with the volume. I mean, damn.
Bringing it.
I can't hear.
Man.
I can't hear. I can't see. Great conversation in the between the break about the merits of Steven Seagal and how great he is of an actor. An American treasure, I think most of us would say.
Sure.
He can fight. Just let him do that. Just let him beat
up. Is he like Van Damme? Can he fight in real life or is he fake and just flexible? He's real, isn't he? Seagal's real.
Yeah.
You know Van Damme can't actually fight. Van Damme is just stretchy. That's why in his movies, you ever notice the fight scenes are in real slow-mo? He does like the spin kick and it's... like that's the fight scene.
Right? It's right?
Like Jet Li doesn't need all these slow-mo scenes because he knows what he's doing.
Wow, interesting.
Bruce Lee didn't need it. Van Damme is just really flexible. So like they just kind of have him do the leg up in the air and it looks like he's doing karate or martial arts, but he's not. And then he just...
Interesting.
And then there's you know, the music in the background.
Joe's breaking it down. He's killing us over here, Dibs. He's
That's
killing
hilarious.
Us.
Do we have her? Ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, boy.
It's my great pleasure to welcome Hurricane Gail to Joe Lone Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Good morning, Gail. Happy holidays. How are you?
Oh, I'm awesome. How are you guys doing?
Well, we're doing good. We're doing good. We're trying to figure out a way to get you all ramped up here, and I'm sure Dibs will do an excellent job of that. But you know what? Take us behind the scenes, back in time. What is it? Christmas Story. Which one went back in time?
Which one went back in time?
Yeah, Miracle on 54th Street or whatever it's called.
34th.
Who knows? 34th. Let's pretend it's one of those famous movies where we're going back in time. What was Dan Dibley like as a child on Christmas?
Okay, I'll give you the rated G version. He was very excited to get presents, as long as me and my brothers will let him have his presents. And he was a very excited little redheaded boy, let's put it that way.
Why don't you just share a story about what you would tell me when we would have slumber parties and you would tell me about what was going to happen to my favorite new bicycle that Santa brought me, Gail? Let's talk about that.
I would like to torture him and tell him that the boogeyman was going to take his trike in the creek and, you know, crush it up and stuff. But then I would tell him all these terrible things about the boogeyman and his bike until he'd start crying. And then I'd say, oh, don't worry, Dan. I'll save you. I'll get your bike back for you.
A true hero. Why don't you tell the story about the time you pushed me off the deck and I had to get 130 stitches in my head, Gail?
Yeah, I don't recall that story. I'm sorry.
Gail.
Is that number 130 legitimate?
Yeah, Gail. I had a full double butterfly on my scalp because Gail, the next oldest sibling, wanted to be the baby again. So she saw a chance with me on my tricycle, 1972, Gail, I believe, in the winter, on an icy deck. True friend. Push me right off, didn't you, Gail?
Yeah, I think I did do that.
Gail!
I'm sorry, by the way.
Yeah, you know, to quote our older brother, apology not accepted, no. Gail. And
so,
you know that.
So, Gail, what's the plan for the holidays now? Now that everyone in the family's older, it's always tough sometimes to get everyone together. You know, you've got Thanksgiving, Christmas, everything going on. But when you get together now, has Dan in your eyes grown up? I love working with him every morning because he brings some of that youthful exuberance to the program. But are there times now where you think about shoving him off at deck?
You know, yeah, well, there are and then there aren't, because he will hook me up with, say, a Raider game, for example.
Yeah.
So I got to keep him alive a little bit. But for the holidays, I go all brothers. I go brother to brother to brother's house. So
are we expecting you for the Christmas morning game to watch the Cavaliers? And is it whiskey, vodka, Bailey's? What are we thinking this year, Gail?
Yeah, all of the above. Actually, I'm stopping at oldest brother Mike's for breakfast, coming to your house for lunch, or dinner, I should say.
Well, be aware, it's an 11:30 tip, and you're going to need to be locked in. The Warriors are going to need you Christmas morning to be locked in ready, so tell my brother Mike, not your brother Doug, but tell Michael to get his breakfast early, because you need to get over to Oakland.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's a very good point. So it looks like a long day at your house. And, We'll go my birthday, the 30th, at the Warriors game, if you could hook me up with that.
There you go. Gail.
I'll get right on that. Call your shot, Gail. Call your shot.
Gail, I love that you don't give a damn. I love that you keep it 100, as we like to say. You just keep it real. I remember being in a box, and you're yelling and screaming. That was great. What were some of the things going on, and people were looking at you? You were like, I don't care. You just was so fired up. How do you get fired up, and where's all that energy come from?
Oh, man, when you're at a sporting event, especially like that Raider game, that was epic. How can you not be fired up? And when you're watching it with JoLo and Diz, I mean, that is just top of the line Raider game right there.
Gail, I know you're a big fan of the show and you love the theme song. Do you want to give us a live version of our JoLo and Dibs open? I know there's nothing you do better than sing. That's for damn sure.
Oh, yeah. That's actually your wife's. She taught me the song.
How's it go?
It goes, I can't remember it. Oh, you put me on the spot.
Well, it's JoLo and Dibs. Turn the game on.
Are you
ready? Yeah, yeah.
Let's hear it.
Oh, wait. How's it start?
Pump up the volume.
Oh, yeah. Pump up the volume. It's time to play ball with JoLo and Dibs. Turn the game on.
Wait for it. Where's the grunt? If that doesn't get you ready for the holidays, Jody, I don't know what does.
Hurricane Gail, you're awesome. Thank you so much for spending some time with us. Happy holidays to you and the rest of the family. We'll catch up with you again soon.
Right on. Thanks, guys. Happy holidays.
Love you, Gail.
And pay the under on the curse words at 1.5. Yeah. She only swore once.
Only once.
That's pretty good.
That's pretty good. Text line weighing in on a variety of different things. Number one, OMG. Hurricane Gail sounds exactly like Dibs. Also, apparently, Van Damme is some big-time badass.
Oh.
Then why'd he get knocked out in that bathroom? If he's such a badass, yep. How come he got knocked out in that bathroom?
In New York, at a strip club, got knocked out, put to sleep.
Yeah.
Wake up!
That wouldn't happen to Steven Seagal.
No, it wouldn't.
It wouldn't happen to Hasselhoff. Yeah. No. Hasselhoff's not getting beat up in some bathroom.
Wouldn't happen to Joe Fortenbaugh.
I wouldn't be in the bathroom to begin with. This is why I hide in my house. All right. Happy holidays, everyone. We love you. Be safe. Enjoy your holiday season. Go Warriors. Go Raiders. Go
Niners.
Whatever in that Niner-Ram game. I don't know what the hell I'm rooting for at this point. For Anna, for Lo, for Dibs, for everyone else, I'm Joe Fortenbaugh. Thank you for sharing some of your day with us. We'll be back on Tuesday. Have a very, very happy holiday season. 95.7 The Game.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.